Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Mud Toe at Midnight. I am your host, Mud Toe Sasquatch. I have played my flute and I have offered sacred fire in the four directions. Please join me in sacred ceremony. I speak as spirit moves me to speak, and I invite you to do the same by calling me at 646-595-3440. And now, Mud Toe at Midnight.
Mud Toe at Midnight indeed. For it is midnight in the Eastern time zone anyway. And I am your host, Mud Toe Sasquatch. Therefore, all is as it should be, Mud Toe at Midnight. Indeed, I have made sacred fire. My bundle is open, and I am ready to speak as Spirit inspires me to speak. And I really hope Spirit will get to me with something here pretty quick. In any event, I'll try and say something at least modestly interesting. First of all, I'd like to send a shout out to the Condor Eagle drummers who were up on the top of the Shrum Mound today for the full moon / solar flares / something else was happening. What was the other thing? Let me look here. Well, anyway, they had a drumming thing up on the Shrum Mound, and those are always a lot of fun. I enjoy them. I could not go tonight, first of all, because I didn't know about it. Second thing, because my lovely daughter and my lovely granddaughter took me out to dinner for Father's Day, which is actually Sunday, but we did it on Friday because that's the time that was most convenient for us. And that interfered with my going to the Shrum Mound and so forth and so on. But it must have been a great event. I'm seeing a whole awful lot of pictures coming across the Facebook about it, and it seems like everybody had a really good time. So I'm glad to hear that, and if you do happen to live in the Columbus, Ohio area, and you want to, oh goodness, I lost it, hold on, I think it's called Universal Drummers, Universal, there's a Facebook page about drumming events in here in Columbus, and I had it, and now it's gone because I had to reset my Facebook page very quickly before the show started. But anyway, if you look it up under drumming events or Universal Drummers or something, maybe even Shrum Mound will come out. There's a list of traditional drumming events. By traditional drumming, I mean the native types of drums. Certainly the events aren't restricted to that. If you have a more modern type of drum or other musical instrument, those of course are welcome. Just bring whatever you got and have a sit down and play some music with us. Always a good time. Okay, so there's that. Looks like the flow of pictures has stopped now. I mean, it was just going with those things where I had the Facebook up and it's going bing, 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 picture, 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 picture. You know, you can put them in albums, and then there's only one bing, but I guess I've had my share of frustration trying to make the album thing work, too. Okay, so here we are, another Friday night. I already told you the probably the big event of the day was my dinner with my daughter and my granddaughter. I don't see them nearly enough, even though they live right here in the same city I do. Something I need to pay more attention to is my relationship to them and to my son-in-law. What's his name? I do like his name is Joel. I do know my son-in-law's name. And he's a good guy and is doing very well right now. And their family is prospering, and I'm happy for that. And need to be more mindful of that relationship. You know, I've kind of sort of released her and said, you know, go out into the world and do your thing, and she has. But, you know, she kind of seeks that, I don't know if advice is the right word, although she did for a long time ask me for advice until she started to see that maybe it wasn't just a great idea. But to at least you talk to me and keep things, and keep that connection going, and I haven't resisted it, It's been a matter. Well, we had actually had a thing going once a week. I was going to their apartment for dinner, and it was like a taco night. We'd make tacos. Well, actually, she'd make them, and sit around the table and eat. And it was, I think one of the big issues was it was very late for my granddaughter. By the time I'd get there, she would already be, it was past time for her to go to bed. She was very cranky. My daughter would spend most of her time trying to keep my granddaughter placated. And then there was a week we couldn't do it because one of us had something to do. And then the next week, another thing happened, and we got out of the habit, and we haven't done it since then. This is the first Friday we've gotten together, so maybe this is the start of something, as for a revival of that thing. I hope so. I'm going to do my best to look after that, and feel free to hold me accountable for that. But how do I hold you accountable, you ask? Well, I'm glad you asked me that question. You can write to me at mudtoesasquatch@gmail.com. That's mudtoesasquatch@gmail.com with your thoughts. You can also check out, if you would, my website, which is mudtoesasquatch.com. Actually, I don't think you can comment there anymore. I had to cut off the comments because I was getting so much spam. It's just commercial-type spam, nothing terrible. But I switched it to a membership-type website. You have to sign in order to comment. And then I never took it any further than that. I never went to say, okay, to tell people, like on the radio show or something, okay, you're going to need to sign in from now on. We'll have to figure out your credentialing process, how I get you your username and your password and so forth. I just never researched it. I never found out how you make that work. So, unfortunately, if you have a comment on something on the blog, on the website, you're going to have to send it to me on Gmail as well. The purpose of the blog is a forum for my writing. So I do ask that you read what I've written, at least the most recent one, which is right there on the homepage. Tell me what you think. Do you like what I wrote about? Do you like how I wrote about it? Do you not like it? All comments that are not, just asinine are welcome. And speaking of asinine comments, I actually have a different story to tell about that, but I'm going to come back to that. See, I'm teasing that. I'm teasing the big story. I could tell you a little bit about it, and then I'll come back to it later. It's what smart broadcasters do. So, what else? Actually, now I have to think of something to say before I say what I was about to say. Oh, I should tell you about With Insights Other. This is the With Insights radio channel of Blog Talk Radio. So you can tune in on Mondays at 6 o'clock Eastern for Chief Iggy Hoopwatcher Garcia. And also on that show for a while has been Chief David Two Crows. And I think is David a chief? I think he's a chief. He's a chief or a sub-chief. He's some manner of chief. He's some elevation of chief. But anyway, he's been on the show for a little bit now, and I think he may actually be the permanent co-host now. Not sure. I'll have to check that out. Then you've also got Jenny Seek's show on Tuesdays at 7, and Amanda of Love on, I believe, Thursdays. I'm not quite sure the time on that because it's changed recently. Heather Tappy is in the mix there somewhere. And then there's me, Mudtoe Sasquatch, on Fridays at midnight Eastern, right here on the With Insights radio channel of blogtalkradio.com. And eternally grateful that you've decided to join me here tonight. And it is a little bit different kind of show than the other ones. Mostly the others are, with the exception of Heather's, which I have to say I have never heard, the other ones are reading kind of shows where people call in and get readings. I've tried that. I don't feel it's not something that comes naturally to me. I feel very self-conscious when I'm doing readings, so I don't do them anymore. And I have to occasionally, I find I have to announce that on the show because people come to this place, to this space, and they, you know, there's a radio show on, I'm going to get a reading. I very respectfully, I don't have anything wrong with readings. I just got one from Iggy on Monday. I love readings. I don't do them. I love race cars too, but I don't drive them. So that's where we're at on that topic. What else is going on? Well, you know, of course, that I'm still looking for a way to keep bread on the table. Kind of had a setback. I can't remember. See, I need to listen to the show because of the last week's show on the archive. Well, that's the other thing I wanted to say. There's been absolutely no progress on the show archive on the website. I'm setting an intention to get a chunk of work done on that tomorrow because I'm home Saturday all day not working. I do have to get laundry done. I do have to get my gas bill in the mail. Beyond that, the day is totally mine. So I'm looking at getting on the website and getting a chunk of that archive taken care of. I really should listen to the show, last week's show, before I do this week's show so I can remind myself what I talked about so I'm not being repetitive. I can't remember if I talked about this or not, but there was a job I had applied for and did a telephone interview for that I thought I had, I had high hopes anyway of at least getting some traction with it. And it was with the same department that I used to work for. As you see, I left the university 2 years ago after because they asked me to. It wasn't like that. They just ran out of money. The position was no longer funded, so you know there was no money to pay me, so I'm not there anymore. But it was many of the same people that I had worked with 2 years ago. I thought I had a decent shot at it, so I did this phone interview, and I sent emails to all my people that I knew there and asked them to go and put in a good word for me. I don't know if anybody did that because none of them returned my emails. Also, this interview I did was with, I'm pretty sure it was with a graduate student, and she was reading from a script. So to make a long story short, too late. I went on the university's recruiting website the other day and have seen that I'm no longer in contention for that position, which it's a setback. I mean, it's a significant setback. It's the furthest I've gotten in any – I'm not quite sure I can say that. I would have gotten an interview, a face-to-face for that call center job that I decided not to take because I don't want to work in a call center. But this was, of jobs that I would actually have liked to have had, this was the closest I had come. And that sort of a, you know, slap in the face kind of, not slap in the face, that's not, that sounds too much like intention was aimed at me, and I don't believe that's true. Just the idea that things are not moving in the direction that I want them to. But then that leads into the idea of that maybe things don't need to be moving in the direction I want them to. They need to be moving in the direction that they need to be moving. And I'm resisting that somehow. Either I'm not, as my new age friends would say, I'm not being clear with the universe about what I want. Or in a more Buddhist or natural religion type of stance would be, I'm just not listening to what the ancients are saying, or what the gods of nature are saying, or what the spirit is saying, that they have there's something out there for me, and I'm just not listening. Whatever the case, an interesting phenomenon has creeped isn't the word I wanted. Interesting that I said it. It's crept up on me. This is something that's happened to me before, scattered times in the past. And it's just started back up with a vengeance. It happens when I'm in crowded places. I will hear someone, it seems relatively near to me, call my name. And I will turn around and there's no one there who would have called my name. It used to used to alarm me quite a bit. Now I'm sort of used to it. I will probably, in the very near future, have an opportunity to tell my new counselor about this. My old counselor knew about it. Well, they can do this this sort of, I don't know what you call it. There's a questionnaire they go through to try and figure out, you know, what your problem is. And one of the questions they ask you is if you hear voices, and if those voices ever tell you to do anything. Well, I do, upon occasion, hear a voice that doesn't say anything other than my name. So I kind of wish it would tell me two things, or at least tell me, you know, what it's hanging around me for. Talked to a couple of my new agey friends about it, and it's just they tell me to guard myself, protect myself, and then ask the voice what it wants. I sort of did that today. I don't know if I really did it very well. Still some resistance there. We're all taught, I don't know that we're all taught that. I've been taught, you know, the dangers of letting, because the reason you always smudge yourself, you know, always do you smudge before, say, a sweat lodge or some function where heavenly beings and spirits are going to be evoked. You smudge for purification. For those of you not familiar, it's sort of a ceremony where sage is usually used, burning sage, sacred smoke. It's passed over the body, and some sort of, I don't want to say incantation, that's not the right word. There's some words, the shaman will speak some words, and the idea is that it's to purify the person before you go to do whatever the ceremony is. And once I remember we were doing a sweat lodge, and one of the doors was about to start. One of the time where they close the doors, and we sit in there for a while. And we actually come out. We go in and out like four or five times. Somebody, some traditions they stay in the whole time. In our particular tradition, you stay in for a while and you come out. Well, we were just coming back in to start a new door, a new session, and some latecomers arrived. And sort of dove through the door real quick without getting smudged. And the stones, the hot stones at the center of the sweat lodge started spitting and sparking. And the sparks were going right at this person. I mean, like, there was no doubt, directly at this person. I was sitting right beside him, and nothing got on me. There's sparks going. The person actually fled after a while, after a very short time. It's one thing, the power of the smudge, I guess. But anyway, one of the things we're told is that if you don't smudge, then something might attach itself to you. If you've called these heavenly beings and spirits to be with us in the sweat lodge or wherever, you know, whatever the activity is, if you've called the spirits to be with you, and you haven't smudged, something might attach itself to you and go home with you. And I'm quite sure that that's actually happened to me once or twice. Whatever it was that came home with me was not terribly tenacious, but did cause me some alarm. So I do, you know, I do treat those kind of experiences with some respect. You know, I don't say, oh, you know, or, and until now, I haven't talked to them about them to a lot of different people. But it is something that happens, and it is something that's maybe that is a voice that I need to listen to and know what it is that's in my future, what it is, where it is I'm supposed to be heading. Maybe there's a clue there for me to have something to think about anyway. Okay, as we count down to the final third of our show, let me tell you what I was talking about earlier. About what it was, I can't remember even in the context in which I mentioned it, but it's a thing I said I would talk about later. Recently lost another Facebook friend. I don't mean lost, I mean someone unfriended me. And the way that usually happens is I said something that pissed them off. That's the other thing, lost. I have lost a lot of friends. I've got five Facebook friends now who have passed away and are still on my list, and I'm thinking I need to come up with some sort of ceremony. It's actually suggested. I think David Ducro suggested this to me, that to have some sort of ceremony, which I say goodbye to those people, and then go ahead and set their Facebook pages free. That's not what I mean. I mean, this is someone who was on my friends list. And what happened was, I'll go ahead and identify her gender, she, because at some point I'll mess it up anyway, and I'll say. So she was a she, and this is a person I'd never actually met. I don't even remember what many Facebook friends that I don't even remember in what. There was a time when Facebook encouraged you to recruit friends. Now it's the other way around. You're not supposed to have people that you don't know as your friends. But this was someone who's been on my list for a long time, and she posted a link to this television commercial that was aired on the NBA Championship Series about getting Daniel Snyder to change the name of Washington's football team. And I posted on the thread, and this is something I should never, never, never do. I had sworn an oath to the ancestors. You don't really do that, but I had said it in sort of a facetious way. But also, seriously, I'm just saying I will never again, because that's how I lose Facebook friends. You know, I go on their threads and I participate. I start an argument. I mean, that's the only way to say it. I started an argument because I disagreed with what, you know, 100% of the other people were saying on the thread and made them all angry. And that's what I did. I don't think it would be necessarily a bad thing if Dan Snyder changed the name of that team. But what I wonder, and what I said on the thread was, I wonder if that's maybe the best way for a group of people who are, you know, concerned about the Native American communities. I mean, is that the best way to spend their money, is to pay for a television commercial about changing the name of a football team? They might not be better off going into the Native American communities and doing something, you know, a more direct intervention. Maybe even perhaps talking to people. And, you know, maybe they did. I don't know anything about this group of people who put together this commercial. I was just asking the question. I said, I wonder if it wouldn't be a better use of resources to go to some community somewhere and, you know, fix a water system or fix up some houses or find some alcohol counseling for some people or some counseling for teenagers who want to kill themselves. You know, lots of ways. And you talk to the people. This is something when I went to Haiti, went with a group of educators, and their whole thing was, we want to know what it is that the Haitian teachers want. We're doing professional development with the Haitian teachers. You know, we don't want to do what we want to do. We want to do what is it that the Haitian teachers want to see? What do they want what can we bring them from the States? And what do they want us to teach them about? What do they want to know? I was thinking along the same lines. You know, what assistance do people in Native American communities want? And then, you know, provide that. And I just, it's hard for me to believe that get Daniel Snyder to change the name of that team would even be in the top five. Now, I could be wrong. This is just, you know, white middle-class guy talking. I'm just guessing at this. But my feeling is that things being as bad as they're being talked about being in the Native American communities. I mean, you see the stuff on television. I've never actually been there. I'm guessing neither have you. Let's just take it as read that things are bad there. If you lived there, what would you want? Someone with means and someone who wanted to help, what would you want them to do? And so this is what I was arguing through the whole thread, and everyone else on the thread was just attacking me. You know, I must be a racist because I don't agree with, you know, I'm questioning what this group of people are trying to do, and I really never did. I wasn't questioning what they were trying to do. I was just wondering if it was the best choice of how they could use. I didn't say it was a bad thing to do. I'm saying that maybe there are some more effective things that they could do. And the counter argument was, well, everything at all the problems spring from racism. If we get rid of the racism, all the other problems will go away. And that's just horseshit. The same as saying if we teach everybody to read, then all the problems in the world will go away. Well, it's a good start, but the problems aren't going to go away. The oppression isn't going to go away. The racism isn't just going to go away just because people can read. And neither are the oppression or the racism or the other thing I said going to go away if it's the Washington congressman instead of, what are we talking about? People were talking about some possible names, and most of them were facetious, having to do with how badly the government is doing right now. I thought the Washington Federals was a good name. That was USFL's Washington team. And I thought that made a lot of sense, the Washington Federals. It could be, what else could they be? The Washington Filibusters. Could that be good? Should I imagine what that mascot might look like? The Washington Constitution. I don't know, it could be the Washington Nationals. The baseball team is already that, but why not? You had the little Cardinals thing going in St. Louis for years. You know, the football team was called the Cardinals, and the baseball team was called the Cardinals. Very little confusion between those two things, I think. So, I mean, the end of the story, of course, is that, you know, the person has unfriended me, and it's a process I've gone through a number of times, and I've renewed my vow to not go on other people's threads and argue with them anymore. If somebody has something to say, I'll just post it on my own page, and I'll let other people come and say what they want to say. So I've stated that intention before spirit and before my friends, before the ancestors, and we'll see how long I can stick with it this time. I got 3 minutes left. What can we say? What can we change about the world in 3 minutes? Now 2 minutes and 45 seconds. I have made the decision to go ahead and give up my apartment here in Columbus. And then the very day I did that, I have, first of all, received word that there is a lower-cost apartment available from the same landlord, which doesn't help me immediately because after next week I'm not going to have any money coming in, but the useful information as long as it stays open. If I do find something that's of a temporary nature, but that would pay me a little bit of money. And leading into that, I also received word that through a temporary agency, there's a job that would seem to suit me rather well. That's only an 8 to 10 month job, but it is a job and it would pay pretty well. So those two bits of information put together might serve me, you know, as a sort of a bridge thing. I could get, cut my expenses by getting into this less expensive apartment. Do this job, put some money away. So that's the big part there, actually putting the money away. So that would tide me over for a time while I look for, after that job, look for a permanent job. So those were two interesting developments that happened today. And I'm just going to have to keep you up to date on the continuing quest. Oh, and I've also sat down finally with my social worker and filled out some paperwork for government-sponsored housing here in the city. Not my favorite option, but again, just trying to get my way through until I have something here where I can start paying my way again. I'll keep you up to date. Folks, it's a fluid situation, a constantly changing situation. I do thank you for tuning in tonight. I'll be right back here again next week to talk randomly about my life and hope that these words are finding somebody that needs to hear them. Once more, thank you for joining me, and I will talk to you next week.